22 minutes to the hour of 10 here on Radio Islam International, and we are joined on the line by Mufti Zubair Bayat. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Ibrahim, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How is Mufti Saab doing?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yourself, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana. Maulana, last week you had Mufti Saab had spoken about with the discussion on fiqh on children, about nicknames and not giving an evil nickname or not giving a nickname with a bad meaning. Mufti Saab, this week what will the topic be?
Yes, Maulana, actually we had almost completed our whole discussion. We had almost completed our entire discussion on the fiqh of children. This is a series of discussions that were carrying on. However, as we were coming to the close of the session, a few more aspects needed to be discussed. So we're continuing this discussion on the fiqh of children. And in today's program, inshallah, we will cover some other aspects. For example, the one thing that perhaps we need to discuss, because it's a thing that is very, very relevant in today's time, we see a lot of it happening, is the subject matter of hairstyles. Even relating to children. One is the hairstyles relating to males, one is to females, but the same rulings apply, or to some extent those rulings apply to children as well. And so it is very important that the parents, they ensure that the hairstyles of the children are kept in a manner that is in line with the guidelines and teachings of Deenul Islam. Otherwise, first of all, the blame will be on them as parents. They will be blameworthy, and it could have an adverse effect on the upbringing and discipline of those children as they grow up. Because whether we like it or not, your hairstyle is a kind of a statement of your personality and your preferences and your inclinations in life. The hairstyle says a lot about a person. Your hairstyle will say, for example, whether you are responsible, conventional type of person, or whether you are a carefree or a free-spirited or an adventurous type of person. Your hairstyle can say quite a lot about you. It could also show your inclinations, whether you incline towards a certain actor or actress for that matter, and you are displaying that type of tendency in your hairstyle. Lots of people, in emulation of a certain, hero of theirs, they want to keep their hairstyle exactly like their hero. So just as your clothing says a lot about you and your way of dressing and your style of dressing says a lot about you, your hairstyle also speaks about your personality and your inclinations in life. So therefore we find that there are lots and lots of hairstyles nowadays. It's some very, very unusual hairstyles, some strange names also given to these different types of hairstyles. Some are more known, well known. For example, dreadlocks. Everybody knows what's dreadlocks. That's a kind of a popular hairstyle these days. Then spikes is another one that is well known to everyone. What are spikes? Then you have, for example, mohawk, which is a kind of spikes with a slightly different style. And then you have ponytails, that's I'm talking about males now, and some have half ponytails, and a certain hairstyle that's called waves. And obviously some of the more popular ones, like just trying to think of the names now, Maulana, you can also help me out. You have, for example, what is called mushroom cut, and so on. Right?
Gee, Ma. And the one that's very famous now as well with the youngsters, I think they call it, you know, like the comb over, where it's actually, you know, they keep the sides very short and then they made like a wave with the top of with the top part of the hair.
Right, exactly. I don't even know the names of the more recent ones. Comb over is also, yes, one of those.
The mohawk as well.
Yes. So, nevertheless, these are the different types of hairstyles. And, oh yes, wedge, I forgot. Wedge is also one of those famous ones. As I mentioned, mushroom, wedge, and so on. Nevertheless, we have to understand that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as our guide. And we have been asked to emulate and follow in his footsteps and to comply with his guidances and his teachings in totality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also grew hair, and there were different sizes of his Mubarak hair. Sometimes he kept zulfa that came right to his earlobes. Sometimes it was between the earlobes and the shoulder blades, and sometimes it went right to the shoulder blades. And sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all the hair altogether. That is, he shaved the hair off completely. This is also reported. So whether a person takes off all the hair or a person grows the hair, there is a precedent for that in the Sunnah. So, however, we should remember that there are two principles that are impermissible as far as the growing of hair is concerned. Number one is that it must not be what is referred to in the books of Hadith as qaza. Qaza is to cut part of the hair and to leave part of the hair to grow. To shave part of it and to leave part of it. And today, unfortunately, most of the hairstyles that we see are based on the principle of qaza. So this crew cut and mohawk and perhaps what you spoke about, comb over and all of that, Maulana, these could fall under the prohibition of qaza. Now, what is qaza, as I explained, is to shave certain parts and to leave certain parts. The mushroom, wedge, all of these fall under this prohibition. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly stated and he prohibited people from qaza. When one of the narrators of the hadith was asked, what is the meaning of qaza? He replied that to shave one part of the child's head and to leave the remaining parts unshaven. So this is qaza. And this is prohibited. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil qaza. He prohibited people to grow their hair based on qaza. The second factor that will render it impermissible is to imitate anyone, the hairstyles of some people. There are this is obviously in contradiction to the Sunnah way of keeping one's hair. And this is a famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," he who imitates the ways of people will be considered to be part of them. So here you see that if a person grew his hair and it was looking like some of the movie actors, some of the film stars, some of the sportsters, some of the idols, people that idolize them, the hairstyle was kept in that particular fashion, then that will not be permissible. So I think a lot of parents today are under the impression that these are children, and with children everything is allowed, everything goes. It does not matter because they are children, so there's no regulation governing them because they are not required to read Salah. So, there's no Sharia rules regarding them, but this is completely wrong. The rule may not be relating to the child per se, but of course, the parents, they are governed by Sharia and they have to ensure that their children's hairstyles are kept properly and correctly. So therefore, the prohibition will be there for the parents and they will be responsible. The child may not be accountable or responsible for it, but the parents will definitely bear the sin of what they are doing.
Mm.
And as I mentioned earlier on, it could have a very adverse effect on the child's upbringing, on discipline, on the personality of their child, on his future inclinations in life.
Mm.
So therefore, we should ensure at all times that the hairstyle is kept in accordance with the teachings of the Sunnah. Either we grow it properly as a zulfa, which is equal length all round, or otherwise the hair is taken and cut short, very short, but growing it different lengths, etc., shaving certain parts and cutting off certain parts, etc., this is not acceptable. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this particularly in the context of children. When he prohibited qaza, it was meant for all, but particularly he mentioned with regard to children that qaza should not be done as far as the hair of children is concerned.
On the topic of these hairstyles and that question here that has just come through, saying that we see that as the holidays begin, many children, many youngsters, teenagers, all looking to find that one hairstyle that will make them stand out, or, you know, that people look at. And sometimes it involves, and this is, I think, with regards to boys, and asking, you know, where they dye certain parts of the hair different colors, or sometimes it's just like on the top of the spike, they might dye it blonde or something. What is the ruling regarding this, Mufti Saab?
You see now, this is the new trends that are happening, Maulana. Now, one was just the hair itself being cut in a particular fashion or a style. That itself was wrong. Now, over and above that, an additional thing they are doing now is dyeing the color of the hair. Now, obviously, this is all being done under the principle of tashabbu, which we mentioned earlier on, imitating the styles of other people, other nations. So that would also be prohibited. So it's a double prohibition in these instances. And we should abstain from all of these things. The youngsters should not be encouraged to grow their hair in this manner. They should be stopped from keeping their hair in this way. Parents should make sure they grow their hair properly. And these things have a very important bearing on their upbringing, as I mentioned earlier on.
Muftisap, just to share with you just another question here. You know, that's saying that when the child reaches that age of 15 or 16 and, you know, their beard starts growing, and sometimes it grows, you know, it doesn't grow like, you know, in the full way or in a proper way. It grows sometimes in patches before it eventually grows out properly. And they want to know with regards to the sideburns as well, where, you know, is that part of the beard, should people, or are you allowed to trim it or neaten it, and what is the rule in regarding that? When taking them to the barber, you'll find sometimes the parents would say neaten that up, or the child would say, you know, just the youngster would say neaten that up or trim it. They just want to know with regards to that as well.
The beard must be allowed to grow the full length of the beard, which is required. That is one hand, one fistful. That's the Sharia requirement of the length of the beard. The beard must be grown that length. Whilst it is in the process of growing, it should not be touched. It should be left. Obviously, it's going to grow slowly, gradually. It's not just going to grow overnight. In the beginning, there will be little patches of hair and so on, but it must be left as is. There's no need to shave it or cut it or trim it or do anything to it. Just leave it to grow. Inshallah, slowly, slowly, it will grow and it will reach the required length. Thereafter, one may start trimming it to neaten it. That would be in order. As far as the sideburns are concerned, there is a particular, your jawbone at the top, is where actually the upper part of the jawbone is the dividing line between the beard and the sideburns. So to neaten that up, if the sideburns are gone a little bit too long, to neaten that up, there's nothing wrong with it. A little bit of trimming here and there would be in order. But it should not be below that point where it actually comes to the part of the beard, because the beard has to be kept the same length on all three sides, the right, the left, and the center. The beard is not only the bottom part, it is also the right and the left all comprises the beard. Some people trim the left and the right completely, and they just keep the beard growing at the bottom. This is not correct. The requirement of growing it, the full length, is on all three sides. So we should keep that in mind. Although this is not directly relating to the fiqh of children, but since it's relating to the discussion of hair that we touched upon, so we've sort of covered this question.
Jazakumullah khairan for that, Mutizab. Mutizab, we have come towards the end of the program, inshallah. We will continue with this topic. I'm sure that there's other aspects to it as well. Today we're just looking at, you know, the hairstyles for boys, but when it comes to girls as well, there are topics and things that need to be covered there as well.
Yes, absolutely, Maulana. In fact, it was good that you mentioned that you know, there's rules and regulations even regarding the girls. And although girls do not, we maybe just round up this discussion since we're at it now.
Yeah.
When it comes to little girls, of course, they're not mukallaf, and therefore the rules that apply to females, adult females, does not apply to them strictly. But nevertheless, the same principles and guidelines have to be kept in mind as we have for the boys. There, we wouldn't normally find girls, you know, shaving their hair, Allah forbid, it never comes to that kind of situation. But even as far as the style of the hairstyle is concerned, it is important that it must not be made to look as if, you know, they're like some actress or some sports star or film star or something of that sort. The hair should be kept correctly. It should not be made to imitate the ways of some other people. And as far as possible, girls should be encouraged to grow their hair, because when they reach the age of puberty, then their hair must be of the required length. In other words, they should not be cut so short that their hair is not properly kept as is required for females. The females should not be cutting their hair so short as if to resemble males. Even when they are young, the girls' hair should not be cut so short that it resembles males. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly prohibited the imitating of men of women and of women imitating men. La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mutashabbahina min al-rijali bin-nisa wal-mutashabbihati min al-nisa'i bin-rijal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this act of imitating men, imitating women, and women imitating men in any aspect, including that of the hair. So, you know, where boys are made to wear, they have ponytails and so on. This is directly in contradiction with this prohibition. And girls cutting their hair so short that it resembles that of boys, this is also not correct. So, these are aspects that have to be considered as far as the hairstyle of the females, the girls are concerned.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. Mujtazab, we have come to the end of the program on this Monday morning. Inshallah, we will be joined with you in the following week as well.
Inshallah ta'ala, Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mutizbir Bayat Sap from KZN speaking about the fiqh on children. And this morning, looking at the hairstyles that different people have, and going into the December period, you'll find some new ones coming up, the new mohawks or comb overs or whatever you have. And all of this year, these type of hairstyles have been prohibited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, we come to the end of the program. It's just gone 10 a.m. It's time for the news from myself, Ibrahim Daya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.